as John P's Relicky wrote, it's pretty likely we'll never get to know all the ways to which sharing what we've learned makes a positive difference in the lives of others. We certainly can know, though, that the act of sharing opens an infinite array of opportunity for good things to happen. Welcome to A Walk Within. After about 360 minutes of content spread across 17 episodes, it's time for these walks of reflection and introspection to end. Your continued support made the show a success. And today, I want to celebrate and highlight what I've learned through the topics that I covered and the sketches of memory that I filled color in. I also invited some of my inspiring podcasting friends to share their favorite episodes and introduce them to you. We'll start once we're back. I tried to tell stories as entertainingly as I can, and I revisited my own life experiences because I believe every story and experience has the ability to teach us something. I also believe that without learning and introspection to be better, we are drifting through life. Through episode Fear of Failure, I learned that if we face our fear and take action, we can not only overcome it, but find happiness. Also, that the answers to today's challenges can be found in your past. The storyteller at fault taught me to find humor in our tragedies. The idea of tragicomedy opened me to a new approach to life's challenges, to not let them overpower our thinking, because today's challenges will someday be a cause for laughter. I got to think more about mortality and learned a valuable lesson through the story The Man Who Did Not Wish to Die. My learning from the story and my own experience is that if you do the right thing for the wrong reasons, sooner or later, it will always end in disappointment.
Hey there, it's JD of Health Talks with JD. And if you're like me, you love to learn. And that thirst for knowledge is something that empowers us and allows us to tell truly compelling stories. So it was kind of a blessing to stumble across such a immersive storytelling experience like this one, A Walk Within, on an episode perfect when it comes to that idea that we all love to learn. Communication is the episode that I was introduced to for this podcast. And in it, Anoop tells a story that gives us a look inside a science fiction type of world. It's a story by Charles Fontenay, published in IF, World of Science Fiction. And even though it's a story from 1956, it's one that still is relevant today because, you see, even though we love to learn, and that learning gives us an immense possibility for communicating more effectively, it is something that ultimately is our detriment because, in the end, that knowledge can be a curse, and it's one that you'll find extremely compelling and extremely apparent in this episode. So I hope you enjoy taking a walk within like I did.
For me, Health Talks with JD is one of the most important shows, especially in today's world. Being a health coach himself, JD knows the importance of not just physical, but mental health. His show is a Monday morning ritual for me, and it has helped me a lot. I highly recommend you to hear it for yourself, and I know you will also fall in love with it.
Hey Anoop, Aaron here from the Z1 podcast. Just dropping in to say congratulations on a fantastic first season of A Walk Within. is a great podcast and a personal favourite of mine. I particularly love the storytelling mixed with the perfectly selected ambience of your episodes, and two of my favourite examples of these were episodes detailing the curse of knowledge bias, one featuring a story on aliens from another planet, the other on Lay's potato chips. I mean, two wildly different stories covering a similar subjects and both beautifully told. Incidentally, where I'm from in the UK, Lay's potato chips are known as Walkers. So that particular episode had a Walkers within, you could say. Anyway, on behalf of Katie, who I know is your personal favourite at Z1, we wish you all the best. Come back soon now.
Z1 is hard to describe, not because it's complicated, but because how excellent it is. A married couple's adventure for survival in a zombie apocalypse. And no, it's not gloom and doom. This is one of the most hilarious shows out there, and I strongly believe one day this will be adapted into a movie or two. Brilliant writing, excellent delivery, and its ability to surprise you with unique situations that you never thought about in a zombie outbreak setting make it one of the best shows that I ever heard. Please do yourself a favor and listen to it for yourself to know what genius of a show it is.
Hi, this is Craig Van Slyke from the Rational Ignorance Podcast. Wanted to take a few minutes to congratulate Anoop on completing his first season of A Walk Within. The Walk Within provides interesting, fun stories that expose us to myths and legends from different cultures, but have clever tie-ins to Anoop's own experiences. The production values are outstanding. Sound quality is excellent. There's a great use of pacing. The sound effects and music really help make the stories more interesting and engaging and drive Anoop's points home. The podcast touches on enduring important topics, often things that we don't think about enough. In addition, Anoop's method of using his own experiences shows the value of reflecting on even simple everyday experiences. My personal favorite episode is Assumption at Raj Madir Cinema. I hope I said that right. The episode illustrates how our assumptions can limit us, which I view as a huge impediment to living well. You know, assumptions are necessary. They simplify the world for us, and they help us navigate the world. But when we blindly follow them, we can make mistakes, sometimes trivial and humorous, as in the story told in the episode, but sometimes much more serious. And so Anoop brings out an important point about assumptions, and also brings out a second point about the importance of perspective. I don't want to spoil the episode, so I'll just say, do yourself a favor. Listen to this episode, A Walk Within, Assumption at Raj Madir Cinema. And Anoop, we're looking forward to hearing more from you soon. Thank you.
Hi, everyone. This is Andrea Christel from the Rational Ignorance Podcast and Sedona Philosophy. A Walk Within podcast is artful, insightful, and uplifting. You will hear short stories from around the world and then learn how Anoop applies the story's universal insights to his own particular life. You will probably find a few ways to apply the story's insights to your own life as well. Anoop's honesty, sensitivity, and humanity come through episode after episode. Expertly crafted and technically sophisticated, you'll enjoy A Walk Within over and again.
The idea of rational ignorance is the idea that can change life. What if I tell you that a philosopher who's a fan of Aristotle and a business professor who lives on a ranch get together to take a deep dive on how to live a flourishing life? I can bet you have not listened to a more accessible show talking about philosophy and living a good life like this one. For example, what we can learn from Catter Day, which is people posting pictures of their cat online on a Saturday, can teach us how to live a flourishing life and how philosophical ideas support this. This is the show that has to be experienced by everyone, and I urge you to check this one out. I learned a lot and received so much positivity, not only from the content of the show, but its creators. The Idiot made me think about time a lot. The Armenian story and memory of my own train journey helped me learn the value of present and not be an idiot with time. The story of a machine shop mechanic who wants to be a concert pianist and why I left one of my previous jobs due to James Bond is something special to me. And the story and the music that I found for it made me fall in love with it. To the point that I'm working on turning this story into an animated short. More about it in few minutes. As you know, I have no background in audio editing and sound design, and this show is the only way for me to learn and try newer things. So I wanted to do something special for spooky season. Fear is Good is filled to the brim with sound effects and technically the most fun I had creating an episode.
What is up, A Walk Within? This is Abigail coming at you from the Manic Pixie Weirdo. I am so excited to talk to you today and your audience. Thank you so much for asking me to do this for you. I think one of my favorite episodes that really resonated with me was your Fear is Good episode. First of all, I love the topic. I'm really excited, really loving that more people are talking about this idea. So I really appreciated that. Right off the top, as well as I love your storytelling abilities. You have such a great voice and you just tell stories really, really beautifully and really well, and I love it. So thank you for that. But yeah, I just wanted to go on here and pop on and tell you thank you. I love your show so much. I hope you have a good one, and I'm really excited to see what is next for you. So cheers.
Hey, hear ye, the dishonorable widow Abigail will now speak.
Attention all weirdos, losers, rednecks, white trash, aliens, outcasts, gangsters, thugs, poors, and anyone else who the world and society don't care about. I have a podcast for you. Come join me at the Manic Pixie Weirdo, where we talk about all the different kinds of relationships we have in our lives, from movies to math and suicide hotlines to sex. Join us every Saturday for a new episode featuring yours truly and other smarter folk. We need you, and we want you with us. So come join us at the Manic Pixie Weirdo, where we accept, respect, and value you. Listen on Apple, Spotify, iHeartRadio, or wherever you get your podcasts. Oh yeah, be kind and stay weird.
Abigail is one of the earliest podcasting friends that I had the privilege to connect with. As you just heard, she is true and honest, and her show is heartfelt. With voice like an audiobook narrator and genuine conversation, which feels like a friend is opening themselves up to us. She talks about her relationship with a topic. For example, recently she talked about her relationship with global warming, and in the next episode, invite someone to discuss the same topic with. I am a huge fan, and I'm sure you will be too once you listen to her show. What is the meaning of life? Highly influenced by Emily Esfahani Smith's book, The Power of Meaning, I found four pillars that can help us. Sense of belonging, purpose, storytelling, and transcendence. These are the categories that constantly re-emerge whenever people describe what makes their lives meaningful. So I got to explore it from a different perspective and learn more about each of these pillars in the last few episodes. Through fairy tales, science fiction, I tried to understand them a little better and found the answers to be more fulfilling. While I'm not claiming to have found the meaning of my life, it certainly helped me think more clearly about it. If you can take only one thing from the show, I hope it will be that life is an amazing story. It's just that sometimes we forget we are the author and we can write it however we want. I want to thank all of these amazing people that you heard from today. and I hope you listen to these incredible voices, their ideas, and in my humble opinion, get to know the best what humanity has to offer. As for A Walk Within, while I still have many stories and memories to share, it's time for the show to end. I don't know if I will be back, and if I do, I honestly don't know when. My immediate next step is to finish the animated short, The Intuition, and I plan on converting all the stories that I told here in an animated format. All of those will be released on YouTube, so if you haven't already, please subscribe to the channel there. The link is available in the show notes. In the end, the entire experience of making this show is probably the most fulfilling thing that I have done in my entire life. And the listeners from about 34 countries made this more special. Never in my wildest dream I expected this to happen. And how I wish it was in my power to thank you as I should like. I wish you an extraordinary life full of inspired moments and great experiences. There is no such thing as an ending. It's just a place where we leave the story. Till next time, whenever that may be, stay as awesome as you are.